Leonard Hellfire Tower by Linda Norla. Oh, the view from the top is fabulous. Can anyone remember it? I remember a long climb up the stairs and arriving at the top out of breath. The last forest ranger to man it was always pleasant. He passed away recently, and would explain how he could calculate distances on the map and could call in any suspicious smoke on the telephone. Unfortunately, the Leonard Hellfire Tower has been closed to the public for many years now and was rumored at one time to be dismantled. It currently sits as a lonely sentinel on top of the mountain. But there are many people near and far that are interested in restoring a piece of history. It is the tallest tower in New York State. There are also several people in the Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, that would like to see it restored. Other towers in the state have been restored, the one in Stamford and on Hunter Mountain being the closest. Volunteers are ready to work on doing necessary repairs and site cleanup. So why is nothing happening? Progress has been at a standstill for the last few years. The first step in the restoration is to ensure that the steel frame is still sound and capable of carrying the weight of people safely. I've heard of people climbing on it now. If it is, then the stairs would need to be replaced. The site would have to be cleaned up with trash removed. The steel would have to be painted. However, it seems that that first step is insurmountable. Since the tower is owned by the state and is situated on state land, the state must first certify the condition of the steel. And it seems that the right people just can't get around to doing it. So time passes on. The tower just waits and slowly deteriorates. For information or to volunteer your services, you can write Linda at linda.norrell@gilboahome.com. In the following article, we've found Leonard Hellfire Tower update by Linda Norrell. Region 4 Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, still considers the Leonard Hellfire Tower rehabilitation a high priority for the region to the extent that the Region 4 Forester has given his consent to develop a plan for work on the tower. Despite the lack of interest from the DEC Engineering Department for a structural analysis, the plan will outline the requirements for the renovation, assuming the steel structure is sound. Included in the preliminary work will be replacement of the steel for the first two landings. DEC believes that the steel was removed and stored somewhere. The Region 4 Environmental Conservation Officer, ECO, in his list of many responsibilities, will try to locate the same steel or steel of the same style and lengths. Remember, this is probably the highest tower in the state. He also has a Boy Scout troop willing to work on this. Cleanup of the site will also be done. This is great news for all of us who are interested in the fire tower, but keep in mind that progress will be incremental. However, I am hopeful that my list of volunteers can be updated. I need your name, signature, and social security number for the Adopt a Natural Resource form for DEC, and I need your contact information, address, phone number, and email address to keep you up to date. Please send me a card/letter with this information. C/O Stonecrest Industries, 152 Starheim Road, Stamford, New York, 12167, or email me at lyndon@gilboahome.com.